And joining us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Milan Wildcats, Coach John Dabney. Coach, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for all your coverage.
And we're going to talk about the two athletes that made the Dream Team this year from your squad, and Matt Oxendale and Tyler Curtis. We'll talk about them one at a time. Let's start with Matt Oxendale and talk about that athlete.
Matt's a tremendous kid, like every kid that's probably on this team. Hard-working kid. You know, for the last 2 years, he's been a unanimous in our conference first-team tight end, and he's been an all-district one as well, second team. But then this year, he's been able to he really cranked it up and is a real hungry athlete. He's had some honors prior to coming in, but, you know, this year just goes to show you what just persistence and hard work pays off, because, you know, he's in our type of offense, he's a solid hand-in-the-dirt tight end that I can flex out once in a while. But he became, again, another unanimous tight end in our conference, first team. And he's also a first-team linebacker this year. We've had a lot of depth and has some pretty good kids, and he was a full-time starter at linebacker this year. So did a great job doing that. Was Associated Press, first-team, all-district tight end. Coaches, all-district tight end. And then he was the AP All-District second-team linebacker. And for our area, he was the Kirksville Daily Express first-team tight end. KMZU Dream Team, of course. And then he was great in the classroom. He was a Missouri Coaches Academic All-State, and then was just recently a Associated Press second-team All-State tight end. So a lot of those accomplishments he'd been hitting, but he really went over the top and went push forward and got through all that, and he's just has become one of our leaders. Matt was our leading receiver. Not only was one of our edge blockers setting things for us as far as our run game is concerned, these tight end guys aren't these. He's a tight end. He's not the second guy closest to an offensive tackle that some people perceive as a tight end. He's a tight end, and he caught 14 passes, 302 yards, 6 touchdowns, 22.1 average. And as far as the defensive is concerned, you're talking about a young man that, like I said, was one of our top linebackers and came in with about 63 tackles and was around the football, a couple interceptions, batted passes. Well, I could sit here all day and pick up a lot of your time, but he's a tremendous player and a good hard worker. And just one thing I haven't said anything about him was his toughness. You're talking about a young man that's got partially strained, torn rotator cuff, and he's still not going to miss a game, not going to say a word to us. You know, he said his shoulder bothered him. That's kind of a stinger or something. But he's playing through it. So you think, well, it's the normal bumps and bruises as the year goes along. But he's, once he got looked at when the season was over, he's a very tough young man to not for his team, for, wanting to be there through an undefeated season up until we got beat in the playoffs. And so not only has he got all the other attributes, but that toughness factor is something you can't, inside that chest, that heart, is hard to measure.
Very well said. And the other individual for your team that made the KMZU Dream Team this year, Tyler Curtis. Let's talk about that young man.
Tyler is a just kind of an unsung hero for us. He's our top halfback, running back. He was second-team all-conference. When you run like what we do offensively, depends on throwing the wing tee. So a lot of times our fullbacks get keyed on quite a bit, and our fullback was a leading rusher in our attack. But we have a lot of 3 or 4 backs that carry the football. When people really keyed, you don't set the edge. Tyler's a kid that's going to take it to the house once he gets it. And he had 113 carries for 871 yards, 7.7 average, 13 touchdowns. So he's in a 2-point conversion. So he does a good job carrying the football. He was also second leading receiver for us. He had 7 catches for 131, 19.1 average and a touchdown. He's just real silent leader, and just somebody that, just goes by example. Great student, again, I know those are attributes that every coach is looking for, too. And he's a Missouri Football Coaches Association academic All-State player. Again, he was an All-Conference and All-District player, Missouri Coaches All-District running back, and Kirksville Daily. I'm just tickled to death Tyler was on your squad and noticed. He's a very key component to what we do, and he's also kind of unsung, not really getting a lot of let it be conference selections or whatever. But as far as his outside linebacker play, has been a starter for us for 2 years and has been extremely solid. And his football IQ is extremely right up there with any kid I've ever coached. And getting lined up to formations, understanding what teams do, adjusting to motions. He's just fantastic. And, again, you know, he's might be a feature back with some other squads, but like I said, when we do what we do, a lot of our backs' numbers may not pop out at everybody, but everybody's numbers are about the same. So when you have four or five people doing those, getting those type of numbers, so which makes us fairly balanced, but good athlete. And again, he does his share of blocking as well, you know, for our fullback when he's running his belly plays and things of that nature. So he has to do his share of lead blocking. So everybody in what we do has to carry the ball. Everybody's got to block a little bit and show that toughness. And two young men that we've had on here, it's Matt or what I'm talking about, Tyler right now, are two-way players that really don't leave the field. To give them their just due for all the effort and 100%ers, never missing a weight, never missing camps, never they're reaping all the things that they work their rear ends off to accomplish, and I'm extremely proud of them.
Well, very well said. Again, our guest here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, Coach John Dabney of the Milan Wildcats. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk about your athletes here this evening. Is there anything else that you want to say or want to add?
I just, again, I'm just probably speaking for the boys, too. Appreciate you know, their consideration being part of such an honor, the Dream Team, yearly Dream Team, and the things you guys do for high school athletics is it's hard. That's something hard to measure, too, what it means to the kids and in all sports and everything that you do. And even the people that maybe can't get out and want to listen to a ball game. And those, your types of radio stations are what makes our Midwest athletics continually succeed and help as far as your all-state honors, your just any kind of state recognition. And we appreciate being in your coverage area.
Very well said. Thank you for the kind words, Coach Dabney, and we'll look forward to talking with you next football season.
Hopefully it'll be around the corner real soon. Merry Christmas to everybody down there at KMZU, and if you ever need anything, let me know.
There you have it, Coach John Dabney of the Milan Wildcats on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.